welcome to another edition of Workbench Q&A. This is my audio-only show where I address your questions. So this week, I actually received a question via Twitter because I'm just that newfangled and social media savvy. But David wanted to know my opinion on bench dogs, round bench dogs, square bench dogs, brass or plastic bench dogs. I found it interesting that a woodworker was asking me if I preferred something in either brass or plastic and didn't think to mention wood. Well, if you've watched my show for any period of time or you watch me build my Rubo bench, obviously my preference might be pretty obvious. I have round bench dogs. I also have brass bench dogs that I got from Veritas. Now, I have worked probably more, I'd say more like 70% of my time on a bench with round bench dogs, but I have worked with square bench dogs. In the volunteer job that I do at the Stepping Stone Museum, we have traditional continental style cabinet makers benches with square bench dogs. There is no question they are very, very stable. They're really easy to use just because, you know, many of them have the little stopped ledge to them so that they can't drop all the way through, but they can move really, really loosely. They register really, really well. There's no rotation of the bench dog in the hole. However, I have not found that problem happening with round bench dogs. My round Veritas bench dogs are very, very firmly registered in the holes. They were really easy to install because all I needed was a brace and bit or a quarter drill, and I was able to drill in holes vertically in the bench. The dog itself has a slight angle to the clamping face, so you don't have to angle the holes in your bench. You just put them straight down. The other thing that I found about round bench dogs is you can actually rotate them so that the clamping face may not face directly into your vise. If I'm using a tail vise and I'm clamping, say, an odd-shaped piece that maybe one face of it is at a 30-degree angle, I can rotate my bench dog so that that clamping face, that flat face of the bench dog, lines up with that angled face. And while it may not clamp as firmly as if it were straight on, I think if I were using square bench dogs, then I would be clamping right up against the corner of the dog, and I might damage the piece. And I just won't get as much surface contact while doing the clamping. So for the most part, I am really a proponent of the round bench dogs. I just find their ease of install and their ease of use to just outweigh the benefits of a square dog. Now, as far as what I prefer, obviously I'm using brass dogs right now. Plastic dogs scare me a little bit that they just might not be able to handle some of the stress that comes from clamping up against them. I could be totally wrong though, because I've never worked with them. However, one of the things on my list to do is actually to replace my Veritas brass bench dogs with wooden bench dogs. Because obviously if you hit the dog with your plane, the brass will shave away cleanly, but you do risk damaging your blade. So if the dog itself is made of wood, you don't have to run over and resharpen your hand plane blade if you accidentally hit the dog. So one of the things on my list is to make my own using a couple of hardwood dowels, a little strip of leather that you can buy at any old craft store, and an inexpensive ball catch. The ball catch, usually the ones that I found them in as obvious places as Home Depot. You can get them in places like Rockler and many specialty hardware places online. I'm looking for just the little cylinder with the spring inside and the little ball that floats on top of the spring. Many of these ball catches will come with escutcheon plates and things like that, and that's just not necessary. All I want is a little cylinder that I can then drill the appropriate sized hole into the shank of the bench dog and glue in that ball catch. Now, the ball catch should not make for a really, really tight fit on the dowel, but what it'll prevent it from doing is sliding through the bottom of your bench. You can set it at a height, and the ball catch will provide just enough pressure so that the dog stays at that height. You don't want a really, really tight fit here. Because essentially, once you put pressure against that bench dog, whether you've clamped something in place or you're just working a board up against it, the forward momentum pressing against that dog will essentially torque the dog in the hole, and it'll be really, really firm. So drill that hole, install the ball catch, then come up and rip a notch down the front, probably no more than 3/4 of an inch deep. and cross cut it out. So you pull out a little, little step. So you've essentially got a rabbit on the end of it. Then you can take some glue, whatever you want, hide glue, PVA glue, epoxy, whatever, and glue a little strip of craft leather, like a piece of suede, that will just add a little bit of extra grip to the dog itself. And that's it. You have, bench dogs. You can buy one 36 or 48 inch dowel, and you've got enough to make more bench dogs than you will ever possibly need. One strip of leather for a couple bucks is going to be all you're going to need. And the ball catches, I've seen them as cheap as a dollar, and I've seen them as expensive as $8. So it's up to you how fancy you want to get on the ball catch. I recommend going as cheap as you possibly can. And really, I think you get away with making more bench dogs than you can ever need for probably less than $20 or $30, the dowel probably being the most expensive part. I do recommend a hardwood dowel, and I recommend staying away from some of the oak dowels that you'll find in some of the big box stores. Oak can just be a little splintery, unless it's perfectly riven and quarter sawn. I just think you might end up having problems in the long run. Going with a harder wood, maybe something like a maple or even a hickory, would be a really good option here. Of course, really any good hardwood should be fine. Cherry, walnut. Heck, you could even use Purple Heart if you want to get really funky colors. The idea is that when the plane hits it, it will shave part of it away and it won't nick your blade. So David, I hope that helps you. Go out, spend $20, $30, get all the materials you need, and make some dogs. See you later, guys.